You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Any networks in a vehicle for Bluetooth, audio, backup cameras, and all these networks weigh in at 15 to 20 pounds of wiring, impacting the mileage per gallon of the vehicle. Imagine the benefits of moving from 1 megabit to gigabits of network speed in a vehicle. Cars need speed to handle capabilities like automatic braking in case of hazards and other features. And looking further, this is a must-have technology for the semi-autonomous and autonomous vehicles that with collect and process data from a large array. So how about that? We're going to have Ethernet within the car. And security will be big. Universal Security Solutions won't appear in 2016, but there will be many ingenious solutions available in 2016 that will begin to target how we can protect every layer of the car. Alas, they won't be integrated, but will be available from each vendor separately. A couple of interesting areas are new autopilot systems, controlling the trajectory of the vehicle without driver involvement, and in-car proximity sensors that enable avoidance of collisions and accidents. One of the most significant security areas will be an effort to quantify the level of security in each manufacturer's products through their own safety ratings. With security being a hot topic today, we'll see vendors offering 3-point security or 5-star security or some kind of certification, perhaps from third parties, designed to boost consumer confidence. Certainly having two-way communications in vehicles creates nervousness about security hacks and data privacy. Thus, vendors will be upping their efforts to these areas. And the goal of all the companies involved in vehicle security solutions will be to convert your car into a personalized, safe environment like your home or your office. Well, I think that wraps it up for today. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every Tuesday. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted the mission onto you. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you to listen for Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We the people of these states united insist that you immediately assemble an independent evidential hearing board.
The takeover of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon continues. Shauna Cox referred to the armed group that took over the federal facility as Citizens for Constitutional Freedom and said their letter to the government has received thousands of signatures online. The group and its supporters are upset over the convictions and prison sentences for the ranchers. President Obama is due to announce steps to curb gun violence today. He's expected to outline executive actions to require more gun sellers to get a license and limit the ability of criminals and mentally unstable people to get a gun. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan is slamming the president's expected executive actions on gun control. He accuses the president of being dismissive toward Americans who value the Second Amendment. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is maintaining a double-digit lead in the Democratic presidential race. The new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll out this morning shows Clinton with 53% support among likely Democratic voters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit.
Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A man with a disability is finding praise for his heroic action to save an animal from danger. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
In Minnesota, a man was driving home when he saw a deer bobbing up and down in an icy river. Knowing he had little time to act, he got out of his vehicle and tied a trailer strap around the deer's head and front to pull it to safety. Adding to the danger, Stephen Peterson is deaf.
It would have eaten at me, and I would have just felt a sense of guilt.
The deer took off and appeared to be fine. I'm Tammy Rose.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is inviting young girls to be nerds. A woman wrote that she tells her granddaughters to, quote, date the nerd in school because they may turn out to be the next Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg suggested that the woman tell her granddaughters to, quote, be the nerd so they can grow up to be the next successful inventor. Starbucks is serving up a new latte. Starting today, Latte Macchiato is on the menu. It's made with steamed whole milk and full espresso shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each. Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
The number of drugs getting approval from the Food and Drug Administration is at a 19-year high. Just last year, the FDA gave its stamp of approval to 45 drugs. That's an increase of 4 from the previous year. It's the largest number since an all-time record was set in 1996 with 53 drug approvals. Experts are encouraged by the medical progress, but warn that increased political focus on drug prices could hamper development in the future. A change in seasons can be a burden for folks who suffer from seasonal allergies. Dr. Lily Pian with the Cleveland Clinic says cold weather can bring problems for indoor allergy sufferers.
If they have indoor allergens related to animal dander, to the dust mites, and some people have problems with cockroaches, that exposure is just going to be higher.
Dr. Pian says using an air purifier can help with indoor allergies, but that humidifiers are not always a good idea because dust mites and mold thrive in humidity. According to Dr. Pian, another problem often brought on by the change in seasons is the increased risk for viral infections. She says folks often come this time of year not certain if their symptoms are from a viral infection or allergy-based. Dr. Lily Pian with the Cleveland Clinic says allergy symptoms can be confusing this time of year.
This time of year, when people are staying indoors more, when viruses are more prone to become a problem, probably would be a consideration for some of their symptoms.
Dr. Pian went on to stress that using an air purifier can help with indoor allergies. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. You're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, Some Things About Money. Today in Flemington, New Jersey, it is currently 16 degrees with fair skies. It will be a sunny day, high near 30. Tonight will be clear, low of around 1 degree. Tomorrow, Wednesday, will be sunny, high near 39. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 18. Thursday, sunny, high near 42. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low of 29. Friday, there'll be a chance of rain after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 44. Friday night, rain likely, mainly after 7 p.m., low of 35. Saturday, chance of rain before noon, cloudy with a high of 46. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low of 37. Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 48. Sunday night, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low of 32. And Monday, partly sunny, high near 38.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And here we are, Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner of Patton, Heidi & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey, albeit a very cold Annandale, New Jersey. 1 degree, Jeannie, that is cold.
Very, very cold.
And now, we were talking about it coming over to the radio station today, and I was reminiscing about my childhood when cold was having two consecutive weeks where the temperature never got about above 10 degrees. I remember playing basketball in my neighbor's driveway, and we had to keep switching basketballs, taking one after the other out of the house because in about 5 minutes they would freeze, and frozen basketballs just don't bounce. But be that as it may, let's talk about what is bouncing, and unfortunately, it's the market. It's bouncing from what was a green opening morning to not so green. Currently, looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's at 17,100, down over 48 points, or 0.28%. The S&P 500 is at 2011, that's down 1.36. The NASDAQ at 4901, that's down 1.71. Over in Europe, Europe's moving higher despite the China worries and the problems with Volkswagen. Currently, the FTSE is up almost 50 points, up 0.8%. The DAX is up, same thing, about 50 points, up 0.49%. And the CAC 40 up 17.28, plus 0.38%. Looking at oil. That continues to drop a little bit this morning on China data and the drag of the U.S. dollar. Oil is currently at $36.44, down 32 cents a barrel. Looking at gold currently stands at $1,076.90. That's up $1.70 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yields bounced back a bit since yesterday. It's currently at 2.2463%. Jeannie! Here we are, first show of the year. It's just so exciting.
2016.
Yes, I think we need to do a little bit of a recap over last year and talk a bit about what the expectations are of, well, certainly of one of our favorite people. That would be Russ Kostrich from BlackRock. He's the managing director of BlackRock's Global Strategy Department, as well as Global Chief Investment Strategist for BlackRock's iShare business. And we'll get to him. But first, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Asia. The Asia-Pacific equity markets moved modestly lower overnight despite China's move to stabilize its equity markets. That was the circuit breaker that probably exacerbated our downturn at the open yesterday. But though Asia-Pacific equities were lower, overnight losses were subdued as most markets were lower by less than 1%. In Japan, the yen strengthened against the dollar while
equity markets finished the session close to flat. Emerging markets, well, namely South Korea, Indonesia, and Malaysia, recovered from Monday's decline to post a small gain overnight. The Shanghai Composite finished generally flat during the session as Chinese officials moved to support equity through state-controlled fund purchases and extended selling bans on major investors. Share purchases targeted companies in the financial and steel sectors, while the selling ban will extend beyond this week's expiration date. For reference, there has been a six-month ban on large investors selling large blocks of shares, and that is set to expire on Friday. The idea behind these capital controls is to stem outflows, which, according to Bloomberg, grew to an estimated $367 billion in the first 3 months ending in November. In Monday's trading session, mainland China shares finished lower by nearly 7%, and that's what triggered the trading halt. The declines in Asia, driven by weaker manufacturing data in China, propelled, well, a global equity market sell-off yesterday in Europe and the United States, though, here domestically, markets did recover from steeper losses heading into the close. Now, manufacturing activity in China has declined for 10 straight months and could continue to elevate investor anxiety the longer that streak continues. And Europe, well, you know, European equities continue to have a little bit of momentum in a mixed trading session. We talked about the European performance earlier on. Generally, you know, the markets have been moving flat in recent days after moving lower again 2.5% yesterday, and that was on concerns about China's impact on the rest of the globe, and largely responsible for quelling sentiment today, while more specific data related to Europe is rather sparse. However, year over year, CPI in the Eurozone rose 0.2% actually in December, which was slightly below the 0.3% estimate and matching November's results. Tomorrow, investors will get a look at manufacturing and services data in the Eurozone and also a read on producer price inflation. So that is a recap on what's happening both in the U.S., Asia, and Europe. So, Jeannie, what do you have to talk about today? We had a bunch of stuff. Probably retirement, since you are the retirement expert.
Well, I mean, I wanted to talk about minimum wage. Always trying to talk about, round out my my knowledge of different
that is good
areas. And what else did I find to talk about? Oh, and yes. So on the retirement front, how to make your retirement money last a lifetime. Good one, right?
Yeah, when I ever retire, which probably will be in the next century, I probably would need information like that. But yes, there are a whole bunch of other people who are going to retire well before me who should probably be sitting down and talking to you about this, because after all, not knowing is not a good excuse for failure.
No.
So speaking of not knowing, I'm not quite sure who our advertisers are, but let's go find out, because we do have to pay some bills here.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And we're back. Well, a beautiful day like today deserves good information. People are wondering, how did I do versus everyone else in the markets last year? Because, you know, the markets were kind of dicey. We had our first 10% correction later on towards the end of the year, which we recovered nicely from. And we did have one big up day over the holidays, which gave people an opportunity to yell out Santa Claus rally. But that sort of fizzled as we got into New Year's Eve. So if you are wondering how you did compared to the herd, fact of the matter is almost 70% of investors lost money in 2015. What? Yeah, really, it was one of those years, and it really depended on how you actually went about your investment philosophy. As I said, nearly 70% did lose money according to the OpenFolio, an app that allows people to track their investment performance and compare their portfolios with other users. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to go out and kind of replicate everyone else's portfolio, because after all, your goals, time frame, risk tolerance, tax situation, yada, 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 is certainly different than the majority of those people who are also using that app. But while the S&P 500 was on track to end 2015 almost exactly where it started, earnings really did deteriorate. People who did make money did one of two things that most investment books and advisors tell you not to do. They held a ton of cash, or they took a ton of risk. Now, cash, well, was one of the best investments of the year, despite the fact that cash earns almost nothing in the bank or in a money market fund. It still beat out U.S. stocks, commodities, and even most bonds. The S&P 500 and Dow stock indices had wild swings and ended the year in the red. Well, popular bond funds like Fidelity Total Return Bond Fund and the PIMCO Income Fund were both down 4% or more. Investors who ended the year with gains had almost a quarter of their portfolios in cash. But keeping a lot of cash is not a good way to make money in the long term. Those who argue they are timing the market tend to miss out on the upswings. The other winning strategy was to bet big on individual stocks, especially tech stocks. Now, you know, Amazon and Netflix crushed the competition in 2015. Both stocks gained over 120% for the year, meaning a $10,000 investment on January 1st would have been worth about $22,000 at year end. Now, these are among the 10 most commonly held stocks in that OpenFolio portfolio. Many retail investors also held Disney and Facebook. Both had really applause-worthy returns. Holding individual stocks, however, does add more risk to the investment portfolio. It's a bet on one company versus investing in an ETF or a mutual fund that have a lot of companies. Now, consider that Apple is by far the most popular stock held by the average Joe investor, yet it lost money in 2015. In fact, it finished down more than 4%, which is worse than the S&P 500. That made it one of the biggest knocks on people's portfolios this year. Now, the general rule of thumb is that investors have to do a lot more research if they want to buy individual stocks instead of funds. Another lesson from 2015, older investors, well, they did a lot better than the younger ones. Perhaps the best stock tip for 2016 is to call mom and dad, or better yet, grandma or grandpa. A lot of truth in that, because older investors do tend to be a little bit more patient with the investments that they make. And, you know, in our profession, we do realize that patience has everything to do with generating returns over time. That's why most investors never achieve the performance of the index, because they just don't allow the money to sit there long enough. So they're in and out and in and out, buying and selling, buying and selling. And in the long run, all they do is gather a whole bunch of fees. Not a good strategy. Hmm. So quick update. You know, looking at the markets again, you know, Europe continues to move in the green. Stocks are struggling here in the U.S. The Dow's down almost 50. S&P down less than 1. NASDAQ's down less than 1. So that's not too bad. DAX, well, that's up 0.3%. The FTSE's up 0.6%. The CAC 40 up almost 0.3%. Oil again is at $36.18, down 58 cents a barrel. Gold is up $2.20 at $10.77.40. And the 10-year Treasury is currently unchanged, or UNC, as we always call it, as we look on the screen. So, Jeannie. Let me see. You're going to tell me all about minimum wage, and then I'm going to ask a very simple question that will make the heads of people explode, but
you're not going to be controversial. I know you're not, Joe.
Me?
Never. Never.
Ah, I'm turning over a new leaf in 2016.
That's right. New Year's resolution time.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And we're, what, 5 days in, so you got to keep your resolution at least
January.
Well,
at least another day.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So the headline is, hiking minimum wage won't stop poverty, according to a Fed paper. Increasing the minimum wage is an inefficient way to reduce poverty, according to a Fed research paper that comes amid a national clamor to hike pay for workers at the low end of the salary scale. David Newmark, visiting scholar at the San Francisco Fed, contends that raising the minimum wage has only limited benefits in the war against poverty, due in part because relatively few of those falling below the poverty line actually receive the wage. Many of the benefits from raising the wage, a move already undertaken by multiple governments around the country, as well as some big-name companies, tend to go to higher-income families, said Newmark, who also pointed to research that shows raising wages kills jobs through higher costs to employers. Newmark is a professor of economics and director of the Center for Economics and Public Policy at the University of California, Irvine. Setting a higher minimum wage seems like a natural way to help lift families out of poverty. However, minimum wages target individual workers with low wages rather than families with low incomes. Other policies that directly address low family income, such as the Earned Income Tax Credit, are more efficient or effective at reducing poverty. His conclusions drew a response from advocates for raising the wage, who said the argument that boosting wages would cost jobs has been proven invalid, and that an increase would help cut into poverty levels. The mainstream view, as illustrated by meta surveys of the whole minimum wage research field, is that the job loss effects of raising minimum wage are very, very small, according to Paul Sohn, general counsel for the National Employment Law Project. And a study shows that the bulk of rigorous minimum wage studies show instead that raising the minimum wage boosts incomes for low-wage workers with only very small adverse impacts on employment. So is that what you were going to talk about, that some employers won't be able to afford paying a higher wage? So there was 13 states that are slotted to raise minimum wage in 2016. And those closest to us here in Flemington, New Jersey, so it's interesting, Connecticut will go up to a minimum wage of $9.60, and Massachusetts will go up to $10, and New York will go up to $9. And that's incremental. It's not just a sudden increase in 2016. It's a beginning. It's a incremental increase in 2016 and into the further years to get up to that wage. So, yeah, so $9.60 in Connecticut, Massachusetts $10, New York $9, and then New Jersey, they said, we're going to have a minimal hike for cost of living increases.
Well, I think what happened, we didn't have any inflation. So, was it yesterday or the day before? I was reading that New Jersey will not have a hike in its minimum wage because it did not meet the criteria.
Cost of living, right. Mm-hmm.
That's the same as why we aren't having a hike in Social Security
right.
for
That's
this
right.
year. Same problem. But the thing I was going to comment on is that, you know, if you're living in California or New York or around the Chicago area or down in Miami, Atlanta, you know, you have a much higher cost of living than you do in Boise or some other, you know, towns around the country. So one has to wonder whether or not it's actually fair to give somebody in New York City $15 an hour for flipping a burger and giving the same $15 an hour to somebody in, you know, one of those northern use Boise
true,
again
yeah.
because it doesn't cost you as much in Boise to live as
right,
it does in
true.
The city. So, you know, the folks in the city would not be making out very well. And the people, you know, in the Midwest would be living a lot better on $15 an hour. So how do you reconcile that in terms of, to use a administration term, fairness? I don't think it is fair. And I think it's really an additional burden on the taxpayer, because if you're going to offer 15 in New York, maybe in other parts of the country it should be 10 or 12 for the
That's
same
true.
Standard of living. And who's going to be responsible for making that calculation? And I just wonder how they get to politicize it. You know, it's like, well, somebody doesn't want to give you that extra 50 cents an hour. Don't vote for them, vote for me. And you know that's going to happen. So, yeah, it just makes it more and more interesting dealing with the nonsense that we have. We get to see that every single day. But, hey, that's what keeps it interesting, does it not?
It does.
So what else is interesting right now is, you know, we're taking another look at the markets. And, yeah, the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all still red. And, yeah, Europe looking at closing higher despite all the worries in China and what's happening with Volkswagen, because the United States, I think we're doing our best to put VW out of business and workers on the street. And oil, again, still down 64 cents a barrel at $36.12, and gold still up at $1.80 higher at $1,077 in the 10-year Treasury. Well, still unchanged, still unked. So I think what we should do is take another break, and then when we come back, I'm going to talk about what Russ Kostrich was talking about as far as BlackRock's forecast for 2016.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Stocks are opening slightly higher a day after a major sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 270 points after Chinese markets plunged 7% yesterday. Shares in DuPont, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly were all down about 1% in early trading. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all modestly higher after the opening bell. There are reports that an unknown number of U.S. Special Ops soldiers were killed or wounded in Afghanistan. NBC News says a medevac helicopter was fired upon as it tried to recover the soldiers. The U.S. Special Operations near Marjah. President Obama this morning is set to announce his plan to curb gun violence. He is expected to reveal executive actions that require more gun sellers to obtain a license and limit the ability of criminals and mentally unstable people to get a gun. His new gun control rule comes within a condition that allows health care providers to report mentally ill patients to an FBI firearms background check system. Northern California is getting slammed by a strong El Nino storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Okay, and today in Flemington, New Jersey, it is currently 20 degrees with fair skies. Today will be a sunny day, high near 30. Tonight will be clear, low, oh my gosh, around zero. It just plummeted. I was looking at it. That's not even a number. That's an O. Zero tonight. Wednesday, sunny, high near 38. Wednesday night, clear, low of 18. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 42. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low of 28. Friday, chance of rain after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 44. Friday night, rain likely, mainly after 7 p.m., cloudy, low of 35. Saturday, chance of rain before noon, cloudy with a high near 46. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low of 37. Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 48. Sunday night, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low of 32. And Monday, partly sunny with a high near 37. So we are having no precipitation. Now that the temperatures are low, there will be no snow. But when it warms up, that's when the rain will come again.
It's no snow because it's too cold to snow? Or
I don't know. What would happen if there was precipitation from the skies?
It would probably be of the frozen variety.
Oh.
Yeah, of not necessarily snow, but it could be ice.
Yeah, it's bad.
Probably would rather have snow.
Exactly.
But, hey.
It'll never snow.
No. And we're yawning, and we're moaning, and we're doing all of these things because Russ Kostrich is talking about more of the same for 2016, for better or for worse. Global equity markets were able to close 2015 with a modest year-end rally, offering a somewhat positive coda to a lackluster year for stocks as well as other asset classes. Despite the gains in late December, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the year with a loss of 2.3%, closing at 17,425. While the S&P 500 index declined 0.73% to 2,043. However, the NASDAQ composite fared much better, closing at 5,007 for a 5.19% gain for the year. Yay, NASDAQ. Fixed income, the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury rose from 2.20% to 2.27% as its price fell over the course of the year. And as we begin the new year, investors face an unpleasant truth, and that truth is 2016 will start with many of the same challenges we encountered in 2015. Now, stocks managed to mostly advance toward year's end and, pushing large-cap U.S. equity returns back towards the flat line for the year, strengthened the equity market continues to be concentrated in those parts of the market defined by secular growth themes such as technology and healthcare. Gains have been disproportionately powered by a handful of technology and healthcare companies in the mega cap variety. NASDAQ stocks really is where it's at, allowing that index to outperform the other U.S. benchmarks. European and Japanese equities were able to outperform the U.S., at least on the currency-hedged basis, although 2015 will not be remembered as a brilliant year in these markets either. European stocks finished with mid-single-digit gains, while Germany advanced close to 10%. European equities continue to be supported by more evidence of economic stabilization and improving credit growth. In addition, investors remain hopeful for further monetary easing by the European Central Bank. While investors were disappointed by the ECB's official announcement in early December that they were heartened later in the month by comments by ECB official Yves Merch that the bank has by no means used up all of its ammunition. Evidently, Mr. Merch is taking a line or two out of Mario Draghi's text of talk and talk and talk and say the right things and the market will respond positively. This was interpreted as a sign that the ECB deposit rate, already in negative territory, can move even lower. Bond markets, well, they also finished the year close to flat. U.S. long-term rates ended the year a bit higher than they started, with yields rising following a weak auction of five-year treasuries and a strong U.S. consumer confidence report. Still, long-term yields remain constrained by mixed economic data, including more evidence of weakness in the manufacturing sector in the form of a poor Dallas Fed index report last week. At the same time, two-year yields rose significantly over the course of 2015 and by late December were at their highest level since 2010. As a result, the yield curve flattened considerably intraday last Tuesday. The difference between the 10 and the 2-year yields reached its highest level on a closing basis since early 2008. But by far the biggest loser in 2015 was the commodities complex. While oil prices, like that Texas twang, managed to bounce toward the end of the year, the gains were short-lived. Crude fell 3% last Monday, following Iran's confirmation that it plans to add 500,000 barrels per day to exports once sanctions are lifted. I wonder if that had anything to do with the Saudis' action. The selling accelerated on Wednesday following news of a further increase in inventories. The 2015 collapse in commodities has been brutal on any emerging market currencies tied to the commodity exporters. Case in point, last week the Russian ruble fell to its lowest level of the year versus the dollar. Now, unfortunately, despite the year-end advance, stocks will face obstacles in 2016 similar to those seen in 2015. Valuations on U.S. equities remain elevated by most measures, particularly based on long-term cyclical earnings. Profit margins are likely to remain under pressure as wages firm. In addition, should the dollar appreciate further, this will negatively affect companies greatly dependent on exports. The international events may still trigger volatility, as we saw over the weekend with a major sell-off in China, a sign that the country still represents a systematic risk. In other words, nobody trusts them. As such, we have only modest expectations for U.S. equities in 2016 and would not expect a revisit of double-digit returns. We also expect bonds to continue to struggle as interest rates drift higher on the back of Federal Reserve tightening and some stabilization in inflation expectations. Still, we, BlackRock, believe the rise in yields will be contained, with the 10-year Treasury yield rising around 2.75% by the end of 2016. That said, one of the areas of the U.S. bond market that does merit attention is the municipal market. To be sure, there is a prospect for some headline risk, as we saw last week when Puerto Rico announced it will default on $37 million of bond payments that were due on January 1st. However, that has long been expected, and we believe the broader tax-exempt market remains on solid footing. The bottom line, BlackRock continues to favor municipal bonds within a fixed income portfolio. So that is the BlackRock point of view. That, of course, we do not provide that information as a way of making recommendations on any of those areas. That is strictly the opinion of BlackRock. So take that for what it's worth. And in the meantime, I think we're going to do one more break, and then Jeannie's going to finish up with some more stuff, I think. And we'll go from there, because we want to go outside and play in the cold.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back. Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Genia Versa, CRPC, which is a retirement expert. We have credentials, so we are real ones. Just as a follow-up to Russ's BlackRock conversation that we provided to you, just kind of looking at Société Générale, they were talking in December about the S&P 500 finishing flat for 2016. David Kostin, who's the chief U.S. equity strategist for Goldman Sachs, told CNBC in December that they expect the stock market to be mostly flat for 2016 here in the U.S. And Citi just came out on CNBC today talking about being a bit underweight in U.S. equities. So there appears to be a lot of piling on going on right now as far as the U.S. markets are concerned. So take all of that with a grain of salt. Okay, back to Jeannie.
Okay. So how to make your retirement money last a lifetime. Nearly half of all Americans say they're worried that they'll run out of money in retirement, according to a recent survey by TIAA Cref. I somehow believe it's more than half. I think a lot of people are concerned about running out of money in their retirement.
Well, I think what will happen is that as they get into their retirement and they come to the realization that there isn't
$10,000 is not
there,
enough.
White Castle is going to look really appealing to these people.
Yeah, I have a feeling people are going to panic. Yep. That's largely because many people don't really have a plan to help them determine how much their savings will last, how long their savings will last, and how much they can withdraw each year to support their lifestyle.
Well, you know what? If they do run out of money, they can always go to the government death panels and ask for an accelerated ruling on their ability to continue to exist in retirement. It may be in their favor.
What if people should just be more aware of their savings and
physically don't take care of yourself as you begin to grow older and you won't have that issue as far as longevity risk?
Who just told me that they had heard that these kids that are born today are expected to have a lifespan of 150 years? Did you hear that?
You better have a clean basement.
150 years?
Yeah.
That almost doesn't even sound appealing to me. Well, look at your average 95 to 100-year-old and tell me you want to live that long, much less 50 years beyond that.
Well, considering that they're rooting their butts in their parents' couches while they're playing their video games, they're not getting very much exercise. That assessment.
Yeah, but you know what's scarier is all the health statistics about these kids who are overweight, obese, have diabetes, like have all these diseases. Are they really going to live that long?
That's why we like healthcare.
Are we going to live that long? Are they going to live that long?
Who knows?
Believe me, I am not living 250.
Maybe they would live until 200 if they took care of themselves.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
It's kind of like my grandmother, my great-grandmother who smoked until she fell out of bed drunk, reaching for a cigarette at the age of 94. No, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
That was
it wasn't
grandma?
A cigarette. It was her corn cob pipe.
Ah.
I'm never quite sure what granny put in that thing.
Something good, I bet.
Probably.
Make her live till 94, drinking and smoking.
Well, she made her own.
There you go. But in all fairness, planning for retirement and how much they can spend and how much, how long they can live off of it is an extremely difficult task because many of the critical factors involved in the calculation are largely unpredictable. For instance, you really have no control over the returns on your investments, the rate of inflation, or just how long you need to plan for, i.e., you don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know what you're planning for. It's an unknown factor. Yet each of these variables has a significant impact on how much you can safely withdraw from your retirement fund to live comfortably for the rest of your life. Are you anxious about running out of money down the road? Here's what academics and financial industry experts say you need to do when it comes to planning for retirement. One is pick your retirement date carefully. Timing is everything. Through no fault of their own, individuals using the same retirement saving strategies but working and retiring at different times will wind up with drastically dissimilar results, thanks largely to the way the market performed over their careers. Wade Powell, a professor of retirement income at the American College has developed a way to chart these differences. His retirement wealth index shows how much workers would have accumulated if they had started contributing 15% of their salary to a balanced stock and bond portfolio at age 35 and continued until they were 65. Now, I can tell you, I doubt many people are contributing 15% over their entire work career. That doesn't sound very likely. Powell estimates that someone hitting 65 this year would have accumulated 10.7 times their final salary by following this formula. That's among the worst outcomes over the past 20 years. But those who retired 15 years ago at the tail end of the long-running bull market would have had 18.4 times annual salary to work with at retirement. So here's the difference, 10.7 versus 18.4, just because of the timing of when they retired. Get a better handle on what you're spending. So again, this is also, it could be called budgeting. It could be just determining where your money's going and really look at what you need, what you can comfortably live with. And of course, the lower your, I'll say, discretional spending is, the more you'll have.
But you know, people are going to say, well, yeah, I have so many years until I get to that point. How do I know what I'm going to need to spend? What should I do? What is the process?
Come meet with us.
Oh, there you go. In other words, we're going to
actually go over their own personal situation.
Talk about them.
That's
and
right.
Help them clarify what they would like to do and who they want to be.
Yes.
And then we can kind of put a dollar sign on that as if it was starting today. And then we can periodically adjust for inflation and unexpected events and really make sure that by being hands-on with their retirement plan, it gives them the best opportunity to be successful and not outlive their money. Do you think people would actually be interested in something like that?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
sounds like a good idea.
I would hope so too. But you know, who do you talk to? Do you just go out there and call a stockbroker or an insurance agent, or go to the bank and talk to one of the 18-year-old tellers?
I don't think so.
Who should you talk to?
Somebody credentialed.
Oh, okay. Like a certified financial planner, or a chartered retirement specialist, or anybody, or CFA, or CHFC, or all of those people with those crazy letters after their names who actually studied this stuff and have become experts in different aspects or all of these things as it relates to retirement. Mm-hmm. Do you think that might be valuable?
That's a good idea.
Do you think it might be valuable to do that in the beginning of a year?
Yes, a New Year's resolution.
And then how would they go about reaching somebody, oh, for example, like us? Maybe call 908-713-6600.
That's right.
And ask for you or me or Michelle and schedule a meeting, and we can have a cup of coffee or tea or water and just kind of chat
for a conversation.
A conversation. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where nobody's trying to sell you anything, because after all, until the plan is fully fleshed out and designed and recommendations are made, how would you know what to buy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean I can't just go on a website or listen to a TV ad or talk to a broker or who's pushing whatever the hot product is that day? That's not going to do it for me?
Wouldn't be as good of advice, not personal.
I mean, it's kind of like going out and buying Prevention magazine without ever going to a doctor for a physical or running blood tests or urine tests or putting an EKG on or doing any of those things to actually get into the detail of you.
Right.
Oh, why would people do that?
People should do it.
I know I'm being silly. Of course people would want to do that because they're all rational, intelligent animals, and they would only do what's in their own best interest, would they not?
Of course.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yes.
I digress.
So some things to think about in addition to that fund spending and keeping a roof over your head is also keep in mind that your healthcare costs will go up as you age.
What is the estimate now? If you live long enough, it's like $225,000.
Yeah, you're supposed to have 225. Yeah. So part of, when you're looking at that retirement nest egg, 225,000.
Well, after all, with Obamacare, we just saw the increases, not just in premiums, but also in co-pays and deductibles. Mm-hmm. So even if you have the money to pay the premium to avoid the tax penalty, mm-hmm. can you afford to use it?
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm sure you know that. You don't need to talk to an expert about those things.
Unless you, you know, really change your, also as a New Year's resolution, change all your eating habits, your exercise habits, and live a healthy life.
And then you're going to live longer and run the risk of running out of money unless you actually, it always comes back to talking to an expert about what you should be doing so you actually take the right steps to be successful.
Yes.
Beginning of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. So basically, it used to be that the 4% rule was just a known factor. Everybody said, you know, you could withdraw 4% of your portfolio. So just be careful. That really does not necessarily apply.
Especially when these days, with interest rates being where they are and inflation being what it is. So where are you getting 4% safely?
Yes, exactly. Right. So because of these
low maybe you ought to talk to somebody about how to structure a portfolio to do this in the best possible way for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what if you got some good advice and it made the difference in how you lived for the rest of your life?
Oh, gee, you'd have to brag about that to all your friends and family members about why you're so smart and they're not.
Mm.
That wouldn't make you feel good, would it?
Yes. So now be careful of balancing risk and reward. So as you know, people are like, well, how come I can't receive a higher return? Can I get the 10%, 11, 12% return? What would you need to do? Potentially higher risk and potentially losses. You have to be able to live with the risk that you've assumed because you wanted a higher return.
I can go out and buy an annuity for a fortune.
So be careful of fees, right?
And fees and all that. Yeah, well, because... Well, and the fact that that's probably the highest commission product out there for people who
or
sell it.
Or surrender fees if you should happen to need the money. You don't plan
never
on needing
need
the
it.
Money.
And don't worry about the fees and performance and none of that because, I'm sure it won't apply to you because nothing changes in your life.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, right? The unexpected.
Hate that.
Yep. And we talk about that when you come in and meet with us. We talked to you about those unexpected potential events so that you could prepare and plan for them so that they don't devastate you.
Offering you examples of things that might happen that you haven't thought of. But that wouldn't be a benefit to you, would it?
Because we hear those things. Not everybody hears those things in their life.
Yeah, we have a lot of experience in all of those different things that
devastating
one individual
stories.
Hasn't. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well. Anyway.
Yeah, so New Year's resolution is to...
Find out. Okay.
Yep.
I like that.
Okay. Sounds good.
So we are pretty much at the end of our time with you, and we hope you've had some enjoyment and received some good information from today's show. If you'd like to offer some topics for us to research and discuss, give us a call at 908-713-6600, and we will do that for you. In the meantime, thank you again for tuning in to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton with Genia Versa, and we are here to serve. So if you would like us to serve you, give us a call. Take us up on the offer. Anyway, have a great day, and you don't want to go outside tonight.
Yeah, so don't go out till tomorrow. Stay hunkered down like you are today. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Stocks are opening slightly higher a day after a major sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 270 points after Chinese markets plunged 7% yesterday. Shares in DuPont, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly were all down about 1% in early trading. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all modestly higher after the opening bell. There are reports that an unknown number of U.S. Special Ops soldiers were killed or wounded in Afghanistan. NBC News says a medevac helicopter was fired upon as it tried to recover the soldiers. The U.S. Special Operations near Marjah. President Obama this morning is set to announce his plan to curb gun violence. He is expected to reveal executive actions that require more gun sellers to obtain a license and limit the ability of criminals and mentally unstable people to get a gun. His new gun control rule comes within a condition that allows health care providers to report mentally ill patients to an FBI firearms background check system. Northern California is getting slammed by a strong El Nino storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, sweet pea. I'm going to get the 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, sweet pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. For a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. Void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
The new Miss Universe is speaking out for the first time since the controversial pageant ending that saw the wrong winner named. Pia Wurtzbach of the Philippines was crowned after Steve Harvey mistakenly named Miss Colombia, Ariadna Gutierrez, the winner. Wurtzbach tells ABC's Good Morning America that she's spoken to Miss Colombia since the unfortunate incident.
She's okay. I know that she's a beautiful young lady,